Where in the Bible will I find that Christ will eventually receive more power? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. King David was exalted to a place of sovereign power and government in Israel. So the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the seed of David, was to be raised up and exalted to a state and place of sovereign power, a king to rule in righteousness. This is the meaning of Christ sitting upon the throne of David. Christ now occupies this very place and position that the prophets foretold. David's throne was David's sovereign power over Israel. Christ today has sovereign power over spiritual Israel. Israel can know assuredly that He is both Lord and Christ. Acts 2:36. He is Lord at God's right hand, reigning. This Israel can know, and thousands of them believed and accepted it in the first century, those of literal Israel. Jesus Christ today has all authority and power over all things. Thus He could command Israel to obey or to suffer the consequences, Acts 2:34, 3:23, and Romans 11:20 23. David had sovereignty over God's people or nation in his day, and Jesus Christ has authority and sovereignty over God's people or God's nation today, 1 Peter 2:9. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth, Matthew 28:18. What power, more than all power which he now has, does one think that Christ could have? Could David have had more power over God's people in his day? If Christ is not now on David's throne, but will be on it later, then he must move to a throne which cannot have more power than the one which he is now on. It cannot give him more than all power. If he will have the same power someday on David's throne, what's the difference between his authority now and then? If there is no difference in his power, then what difference can there be in his reign or sovereignty? If he will have less power, then it will be a demotion to leave his present throne to sit on David's throne. No, my friends, Christ is now reigning on David's throne at the right hand of God. This throne was given to him in fulfillment of the prophecy made by David in Psalm 110, verse 1. Peter shows that this throne to which Christ was raised up was the throne of David, Acts 2, 29-36. David prophesied that Christ would be raised up to sit on his throne, Acts 2, verse 30. Christ is now reigning and will reign until he returns to deliver up his kingdom, which is the church, to his Father, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 24.